So in short, the Sajjan has created everything, but he knows the existence of his world. His siddha is proof. Awareness, jnana is there for you. With this as background, okay, now let us look at the very story. Nachayate priyate vavipaschit.
Nachayate priyate vavipaschit.
See, this is the trouble with good singers. When these people take a certain pitch, you know, mera to kuch nahi patta tha, also bolta, I don't know, raga. So let us start from zero, then it's a mic.
Nachayate priyate vavipaschit.
Najayate priyate vavipaschit.
Nayam kutaschinna bhuva kaschit.
Nayam kutaschinna bhuva kaschit.
Ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranah.
Ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranah.
Nahanyate hanyamani sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
It sounds so much better when this music sings and people have knowledge of raga when they sing versus I. But I'm too late. Perhaps I can learn, but my time is important. That's why I'm not back to now. Thanks. Now, Najayate, Nachiketa is asking, what is it? What is the swarupa? What is the nature of this truth? Awareness. He says, Najayate. Number one, it is not born. Meaning what? Ishwar has not created. We already saw. Because it is pure knowledge. Najayate. Then he says, neither does it die. Mriyate. Mriyate meaning death. It has no birth and no death. Now, how many things do you know that are not born? Not a single thing, isn't it? Everything that you know is born. And everything that you know from experience dies, doesn't it? You may say, but I built my home and very likely it will outlast me. But you know by the time your great-great-grandson comes, even if the home is existing at that time, it has become a very nice area, what will he say? Let us put some dynamite, implode it, bring a bulldozer, because the area is prime. So he built a nice house. Until then, more than 2095 or 2122, whatever the thing is. Meaning nothing is forever. But jnana, awareness, he says, Najayate, Mriyate, Vavipaschit. Now think of it. Everything in the world, Jayate meaning what, is born. Now, minute something is born, what do we immediately say then? It is here, isn't it? Bachcha peda hua, a baby is born. Now it will be still born, isn't it? But the fact that the baby is alive, what do you say? Baby is here, oh, she is coming. Papa ke jaisi dikhti, nahi mummy ke jaisi dikhti. And visitors remain neutral. Ah, tamo se yu ko lai. Ah, tamo, ah, papa. Daddy ka nose, mummy ka lips, oh, kaani. The child is born. It is called Jayate. The child is, in Sanskrit, it's called Asti. Then what happens? A few months go by, milk is fed, by the time he's 3 months, I don't know when you give Gadbad. After 3 months, 6 months? 6 months, no? 4 months. After 4 months, you give Gadbad, then the child is. For the chips, etc. By the time he's 9 months, he's now round package to play with and peace and hope. All this meaning what? Then you say, ah, bachcha bada ho raha hai, right? Jayate. Asti. Then what happens? Vartate. Then, baal bhi aata hai, so vartate. Then by the time he becomes 35, 37, 38, now what happens? Here's a big problem. Pal, the one where it was vardhate, kuch nahi tha, aaye, is bada ho raha hai. Now what is it? Viparani mante. Now he is changing. And before you know it, the the black that has become white. Now, soul is going away. It is called apakshyate. Meaning, comes into existence, birth, is asti. Bada ho raha hai, vardhate. Viparani matlab, then there is change in everything. And then what happens? Decay sets in, isn't it? At a certain age, something you start decaying. And then, vinashyati. It is inevitable, whether it is a building, whether it is your car or your body. It is born, it exists, it grows, it changes, it decays. Viparinivada, you say, when miracle to birth, you won't change color in the house. After my siding, they give you cheap siding, when you buy, there is no, I won't put the siding, put this little more insulation. The sound changes. And then a time comes when it is Vinashyati. And he says, na jayate, that which is not born. That which doesn't die. Now see, if a thing is not born and it doesn't die, then the other four doesn't matter. Because it's not there. Meaning, what is he talking about? The swarup of Atma. What is the nature of Atma? That which has no birth. Awareness, the life which is Brahman, as we saw, awareness is everywhere, all pervasive. Therefore, it is called what? Brahman. What is Brahman? Meaning of Brahman, anybody? Brahman meaning big. Now if you look at a rat, chota sa, what do you call shoe? Chota. But if it is this big, it's a big rat. But if it is this big, you know, real large one, big rat. Now you still use the word big. But then you say big cat. Now do you think this was big cat anymore? You know what? 2.5 feet. Really, really big cat. In American cat in the country. But do you ever think a big cat being like a lion? A big elephant, meaning huge elephant. But when I say small mountain, now do you think that a big elephant is bigger than small mountain? No. However big the elephant is, small mountain is way bigger. So big remaining the same. When I say big rat, big cat, big elephant, big mountain, big remaining the same. The bigness indicated by big, isn't it continuously changing? When you say the absolute big, nothing bigger than that, what is it? Awareness, it is all pervading. It is called absolute big, which is called Brahman, or pure awareness. And what is it? Tattvamasi, your Atma is awareness. And it is Jnana, which is not born, there is no changes in it, neither does it die. Now awareness doesn't die, does that mean you die or not? You know. The body dies, please understand. Everything is in awareness, then it comes into the dreamer dies, but you die. You the waker. Nachayate, with respect to the dreamer. Nachayate, vriyate, vahimaste. The dreamer comes at 11 p.m. It exists when you dream. Then the dream is over, the dreamer dies in the deep sleep, and then you wake up. But the waker becomes over. A wave is born. It is born, it becomes bigger and bigger, and it hits the shore, and it, you know, precipitates into foam and air and whatnot. Does the water die? Or the wave dies. With respect to the wave, the water has no birth. With respect to wave, no birth, no death. Water at play in Mahasagar is wave, otherwise it is Mahasagar. So with respect to that, he says awareness, meaning you, Mr. Perceiver, Figure Thinker, when you come to realize what I am not the body, as we saw last time. I am not the mind, I am not the intellect. This is inner matter. I am pure awareness. What Bhagavan Krishna calls Krishna Tattva. Not the son of Devaki, but the essence in the son of Devaki. He says that Krishna Tattva is the awareness. He says, na jayate miyate va vipassit, nayam putaschit na bhavavokat. It kinaha se bhi peda na ho, it has not come into existence from anywhere. Nothing comes into existence from it. Just as your dream, though it appears, is it a real manifestation? In the morning when you get, yeah, this is the dream, I am the Draupadi. Says, nothing has come off of it, nothing comes. And then he says, Ajo nitya shasvato yam purana na hanyate hanyamane sarira. He says, it is ajaha, it is nitya, and shasvata and purana. Now we use all this. But before we do that, let us take a look at it from a little different standpoint. It's still difficult. Okay? When you go home, read Swamiji's commentary 2-3 times. Some of the things I'm telling you is not in the commentary, but just a recall. But don't try to sit down next Saturday and what he said on Sunday. You will forget. So try to just mull over this verse and see yourself. Now, those of you who are born in Africa, India, etc., you know lantern, right? Fanus, lantern. When you are walking with him, the light in the lantern or the lantern illumines everything around. And the seer is what? My eyes are the one that sees things around me, my sense of it. Then what is it that will see this awareness? So sense organs can see things that are available in the outside world. But can it really see the Atma? Gross can never see the subtle. The subtle can see the gross. Can you see your emotions? But do you love your child or not? Do you love your, that's what, your spouse, maybe? But that you may not love your spouse. How do you know? It is not something seen. Why? Because it is subtler than my eyes, subtler than my ears. That which is sukshma, gross thing cannot see. Gross is annamaya kosha. Subtler than that is pranamaya kosha, the kriya sakti. Subtler is what? Mind. Even subtler is intellect. Even subtler is tapasana. Each successive one cannot experience, I mean the grosser one cannot experience the subtler one. Then how can my mind experience this awareness? It cannot. Neither can my vani express, it can only indicate, it can never define. So how do I come to God? Only one way. By quietening the mind, where there are absolutely no thought, meaning there are two things. I plus the thought. Remove the thought, what remains? So I, the Chaitanya awareness, aware of the thought, I the awareness. The thought is, I the awareness am. Thought is not, I the awareness am. Now, when the train is going on the track, from up above, I cannot see the track. When the train is gone, or between the two dappa, you understand dappa? For a second you see the track, isn't it? The track is always there. The train is there. The train is not. The train is there. Thought is. It is illumined by Chaitanya, awareness. Thought is not. Awareness always is. So what are you? You are the witness. Awareness is the witness of every thought. Now you say, Gavarma, it is okay. But I can't leave that because I am so bound by all these things. Isn't it? Now let me tell you. You are not even bound. See, waking state of consciousness. Everyone has a problem, right? I wish things are just too much for me. Stress is so much for his circumstances all coming and going. Sometimes even dream becomes too much. People wake up and say, my God, I dreamt that. I don't know why I keep dreaming that again and again. It becomes too much. But then, in your deep sleep, do you have any dharma or adharma as a deep sleeper? Do you commit any crime in this way? Is there any pap or punya? There is no pap. Are you responsible for your child in the deep sleep? You have no responsibility to anything. Meaning what? You are bound by nothing in your deep sleep. But you are very much there. Right? You, the awareness. Aware of what? Absence of any experience. Does it make sense? In deep sleep, you know, in waking state right now, you are aware of what I'm speaking, that it is a little difficult to understand and all that, but you are aware of it. In your dream, you are aware of your dream, whatever the dream is. In your deep sleep, you are aware of what? Absence of any experience. When there are no experiences, I am still there as a witness of absence of experiences. Am I bound by what I am doing? Absence of experiences? No, a witness is never bound by anything. The same witness, remember, Ahu and Ma, A stands for the entity that is aware of the waking state of consciousness. The same entity when it dreams is called U, and the same entity is called Ma in deep sleep. That entity remaining the same. In deep sleep, I said that entity is totally free, and I love my deep sleep, there is no pressure. That the same entity when he dreams or when he is aware of the waking state, why should he be stressed and strained? Because that entity has tadatmya, identifies with the body and says, I am the body. But once you understand and have this knowledge that hey, I am awareness, in space are all the objects. Space is in awareness. In awareness is this body like any other body. Body meaning it comes into existence, it exists and it will decay and ultimately be destroyed. And during lifetime many experiences will come. And what am I? I am the Sakshi, witness of the waking state. But in your ignorance you take yourself to be the waking state. Then whose fault it is? At least logically it makes sense, doesn't it? That means what should we start doing? Sit quietly and again see yourself as that silence between the two chants. Whether it is just Om or Om Namah Shivaya or Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Leave a life that is relatively quiet. At least take some time out of day when you are by yourself and quiet in your mind. Again and again assert. This that the Sruti says, I am Atma Brahman. My Atma is that awareness and I am that Aham Brahmasmi. I am that. I am aware of what is happening. I am a Sakshi. Now what is the Sakshi? Let us see. If you go to a court as a witness and then the lawyer examines you, says, how do you know this? Arey, Chiman Bhai heard it and he told me, so I know it is true. Oh, my friend says he saw it and that's why I'm reporting it happened. You have to be there, isn't it? Now think of it. We get part of I saw it. You know, I am experiencing it. Are your experiences true? What you see and experience with your indriyas, do you think it's true? On a full moon night, you go out and you see the moon. And suppose you are a typical Indian and you have this big thali, the home in which you eat, you Indian thali. Now you take the thali and you look at it and then you look at the moon. The moon is just about 14 inches. Can you really, with your naked eye, tell how wide is the moon? The stars appear so small. Indriya janya gnana, meaning knowledge acquired by Indriya, is conditioned by the instrument. If the telescope is powerful, I will see things much larger. If the telescope is not powerful, it is an instrument. Knowledge conditioned by instrument depends on what? The quality of the instrument. And with that instrument, I say, what is awareness? Can it be ever true? So what do? I will transcend the instrument. Which is the instrument? Sabhi Man and Buddhi. Then what is it? The Sakshi Chaitanya, in whose presence the waking state occurs, and I am witness of it. All the experiences, I am aware of it. The dream state of consciousness, I am the sakshi, aware of what my indriyas are doing, what my mouth is talking, etc. I am the witness. Same in deep sleep state, but in deep sleep state, I, the sakshi, feel very free. Meaning what? In the waking and dream state, I take myself to be the waking state, and I suffer or enjoy. So, in waking state, I have to be quiet and alert. Even when life is in sixes and seven, you see, but hey, I am aware of it, I am the sakshi. When you begin to appreciate it, then what happens? The very nature of Atma is revealed. He says, Ajo Nitya Shasvato Yam Purana. Aja, unborn, that which has no birth. Meaning, Jnana has no birth, it is always there. But see, in case if you think, but it is always there, but is it Nitya? So he says, Aja, it is unborn, and it is always there, Nitya. But if it is Nitya, but Vipanyamata, after it changes. You know, it is there, but there are changes. Immediately it says what? Shashvataha. Shashvat meaning what? No changes at all. Ayam Purana, it is beginningless, it is ever new. And what? Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Meaning what? Nahanyate. It doesn't get destroyed. When? Hanyamane sharire. What is the biggest fear we all have? Not losing the money. Main mar jaunga. What does it say? Na hanyamane sharire. When the sarir dies, Atma, the awareness, does not die. But if you take yourself to be your house, then when the house, even my house, you know, fuka, what do you call balloon? You know, the plastic, you know, the rubber balloon. And you put that gas and it flops up. Now you have one and a little child has one. And you prick it, I was like, boom, and you praise, and you laugh. The child who identifies with the balloon, his balloon breaks out in. Excuse me, right? He starts crying, oh, balloon is gone, balloon is gone. And you say, what is that? $800. $100, my balloon. For what is $100? Nothing. Balloon, what? He identifies with the balloon. Happiness is in the balloon. You say, what is balloon? Nothing but air trapped by this little covering. It is not so much. But you don't identify with the balloon. You are a witness of the balloon. You see the balloon breaking and you are a witness of that. The child identifies with the balloon. If the balloon is there, the red balloon, there is joy in life. Balloon is broken, I'm unhappy. The same you who laughs at balloon, when grandfather dies, when your son has an accident, when you lose a job, when a child is born, they have joy and sorrow. Learn to be a witness just like the balloon. The balloon is broken. Balloon is coming to existence. I am a witness. Start living a life of witness. What happens? Na anyate anyamane sharire. That person, no matter what happens, immediate reaction, out of habit will be, oh, he kya ho gaya. This is what Nachiketa is asking. And I am dead. I am not going to allow it to bother me. Hey Krishna, help me. The knowledge is there. Bring it to the surface so I can